about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Sunshine Coast Council has resurrected its midnight fireworks on New Year's Eve after a public outcry. The council dropped its Mooloolaba midnight fireworks last year due to public safety concerns and the extra $133,000 cost to ratepayers. Business and tourism groups slandered the decision, saying it made a mockery of the region's claim to be a tourism destination. The change of mind has been celebrated as fantastic news, with many locals planning to travel to Mooloolaba for their Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Labor has struck a deal to overhaul the nation's outdated environmental protection laws. The laws will pass the Senate today, more than 5 years after a review was handed into the legislation. Greens leader Larissa Waters says the minor party was able to secure a package that has stronger protections for native forests. Further stating, quote, "It takes us forward with protections from land clearing and importantly, it stops coal and gas from being approved within 30 days. And three major Nudify services will withdraw access in Australia after the eSafety Commission linked the sites to the generation of child sexual exploitation material. The UK-based company behind the service compiles photos of real people that can be artificially altered to make the subjects appear nude. The service has reportedly received about 100,000 visits a month from Australians and have been linked to several high-profile cases related to AI-generated exploitation material of school students. In international news, at least 36 have been killed and over 200 are missing after a fire caught to the bamboo scaffolding around a court building in Hong Kong. The blaze is named the deadliest in decades and is classified as a 5-alarm fire, which is the highest level. Firefighters are still battling the flame, which has since spread across several buildings. Investigations are underway to understand how the fire spread so quickly, with some results finding use of flammable materials. For your weather today, temperatures in southeast Queensland are set to rise during the week. Brisbane is expected to peak at 36 degrees today, with Ipswich reaching 37 and Gatton reaching 39. The staggering heat has prompted extreme fire danger ratings for the Darling Downs and Granite Belt due to dry and gusty winds today. And the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.